How does it feel to be leading the league in tackles?
It feels good. Obviously, you know, I'm all about winning. That's my main focus. But, you know, to see something like that is definitely cool to see. But, you know, still got 6 games to go. So I'm you know, try my best on the field, try to do what I can do, and just keep moving.
Is that, like, ever been a goal for you to do that?
Yeah, you know, just playing linebacker, you know, you want to stack up a bunch of tackles. But my biggest thing for me is to make impact plays. You know, that's my biggest focus. That's my main focus for this defense to, you know, make impact plays or, you know, change the game, change the momentum of the game. So that's my main focus.
To be able to make those impact plays, to a degree, the team element has to come in. You got to have good guys around you. Has the improved play of Danny Shelton and Jamie Collins, you know, coming in the last couple of weeks, what's that done to help you even elevate your game?
You know, I tip my hat off to both those guys. You know, they've been playing tremendous football. Danny, man, he's been dominating in there. You know, when you turn on the film, you know, you see him running around the field, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage. So that's definitely a positive when you look at Danny. And then when you look at Jamie, you know, we knew what kind of guy he was going to be in once he came from the Patriots. So, you know, he's a Pro Bowl type linebacker. You know, whenever you got somebody on the field like that, you know, you can expect him to make plays. So that's definitely a plus. And for me, you know, I'm just doing the same thing that I've been doing. You know, just trying to be wherever I can be to help the team, trying to be in the right position, trying to be at the right spot. And when my name is called, just make the play. So it's definitely feels good to have other guys on the team that's, you know, flying around making plays as well. And now we just got to focus on getting that win. That's our biggest focus.
Coach, how do you stay motivated when you're only 10? I mean, how do you keep pushing when you've been pushing and pushing and you haven't gotten
it all comes with your personality and, like, who you are, you know. And with me, I'm a competitor. And so are these guys on the team. That's why each and every week we feel like we have a chance. And whenever you strap up the pass, on Sunday, you know, you play to win. You know, whether you're 0-10 or 10-0, you know, it's the same approach to every game. You know, whenever you in between those white lines, you got to give it your all. You got to play, and that's what we get paid to do, and that's what we do. We're competitors, so it's never a sense of being frustrated or a sense of you know, kind of going through that emotions when you're going into a game. So my biggest focus is whenever we get a chance to play on Sunday and play against a different opponent, you know, you gotta play your all.
Do you allow yourself at all to think about the future and once you guys get through this year, you know, how worth it will be to
as a player? Yeah. You know, you don't look towards the future. You know, you play for the now. You play for what's in front of you. You know, we leave the future stuff to the people upstairs. And, we just do our job here. And that's to win ball games and play football. So I don't stress over the future. I just stress off what's going on now.
Chris, there's a message from Sasha Brown this week. It's been portrayed locally and nationally as this season's not about wins and losses. To you, is that a mixed message?
I didn't hear anything about that. I don't pay attention to that. You know, I leave it to the guys upstairs. I just come out here and I play football. You know, that's my job, and I'm going to do my job to 100% of my ability, and I just leave the other things up to them. You know, I'm just playing football.
What's the first thing you think of when you hear Ben Roethlisberger?
You know, it's Steelers week for us, and, you know, Steelers week, that's a big week. You know, we're going against a good opponent. Being Roethlisberger, you know, he's a guy that knows how to extend plays. He's a guy that, you know, knows how to win, and he's been doing it for a long time. So you definitely got to respect him, and you got to respect our opponents. And, you know, when I just hear his name, you know, I just think of a true competitor. And, you know, we just got to be ready to play and be focused on all phases of the game, special teams, offense, defense. You know, we just got to make sure we play sound football and be ready for him.
Chris, you've been in this for 3 years, and Steelers, you kind of know what that means to the fans. Mm-hmm. Does that carry the same kind of weight with the players in the locker room? Has
yeah.
it lost its luster at all?
No, it's definitely still one of those games where, you know, we're ready to play. You know, and we know how important it is to the city. And that's one thing, you know, playing football, you know, you want to do it for the city, do it for the fans, do it for your teammates. So, you know, Steelers week is definitely a big week for us. You know, every week is a big week for us in the National Football League. But, you know, just to have that history with them, you know, it's a big week for us.
Chris, when a team has as many weapons as Pittsburgh does, quarterback, receiver, like that, how do you approach that in terms of what the key to stopping them is all about?
You know, whenever you have a lot of guys on a team, you know, coach always stressed, you know, special emphasis of being fundamentally sound. You know, definitely when they got a lot of things going on their offense where that can hurt you in many different ways, you just got to make sure you play sound and always rely on your fundamentals. And then, you know, take out some of their key players. You know, we all know Antonio Brown, you know, he's one of their key players. He's one of the best players in the NFL. So you just got to make sure that we know who their guys are and just, you know, keep them at a limit.
What makes him one of the best? I mean, when you look at his size, you think he's not that prototypical, right. You know, like CP size guy.
He plays with a lot of heart, you know. He's one of those guys that, you know, he does it all, you know, whether it's doing kickoff return, punt return, you know, playing receiver or going in the backfield, motion out the backfield, he does it all. So whenever you got a versatile guy like that that can damage you in many ways, you know, you got to mark him as one of the best guys in the league, you know. And numbers don't lie, you know. He's been a spark player for many years, and you know, you got to respect that.
What about Le'Veon in the dual threat, catching the ball out the backfield while running it?
Le'Veon, man, he's a good player. Actually, I've been playing against Le'Veon since college because, you know, he went to Michigan State. And, you know, he's that same type of player that can hurt you in the open field, that can hurt you, you know, being real patient the way he hit the gaps and things like that and catching the ball out the backfield. You know, he's an overall great running back, and, you know, you got to respect his game. And I'm a player that, you know, if I see a good player, I'm going to respect it. And you just got to, you know, give it your all, play 100%, and, you know, it's me versus you. And that's how I look at it. You know, it's us versus Steelers, and your best players versus our best players, and you just got to produce. And that's just competitive nature of playing football.
Hugh, a couple times, has said he thinks the pressure is getting to some of the rookies as far as they have to be perfect for 50 or 60 plays a game, because he thinks that's tough for a rookie to do. And maybe that explains some of the second half struggles you guys have had. Mm-hmm. Can you see that? Like, can you see some of the rookies, just maybe the mental grind of having to be good down in, down out against these guys?
You know, I was a rookie before, too. Years ago, and I know the pressures that come with being a rookie. I know, you know, how your mind is going throughout the game, and you know the pressures of it. But you know, I think our rookies are doing a good job. You know, stepping in, you know, playing a full season. You know, I believe we got like 21 rookies playing right now, and you know, that's definitely a challenge for them. And I think they're doing a good job. You know, they're staying in it each and every week. You know, they're getting better, they're learning, and that's something that you see a bright side of our rookies. You know, they're putting a lot on them, and they're able to obtain it. So they're doing a good job, in my opinion. And you know, we just got to keep getting better.